Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the two final surahs of the Quran, Surah Falaq and Surah Nas, which in religious terminology are called Muwazzatain. And of course, we know that with these surahs, the Quran ends. And let me read out a text before you, which describes the blessings of these surahs. Primarily, there's one text which is reported both in Wasit, which is Wahidi's Tafsir, and which in Salvi's Tafsir. The Salvi's Tafsir contains the text with its complete chain of narration, so therefore I'm going to read out that text before you. It is allegedly reported by Ubayy ibn Ka'b anhu from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The words are, "Man qara al-mu'awwazatayn faka'annama qara al-kutub allati anzalahu Allah ta'ala kullaha." Which means that a person who recites Mu'awwazatayn, it is as if he has read all the scriptures, all the books which have been revealed by the Almighty. Now, this narrative in its inscription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is extremely weak, and this is because of the existence of two very, very weak narrators. One of them is Abu Asama Nuh ibn Abi Maryam, and the other one is Zaydun al-Amiyyu. Now, as far as Nuh ibn Abi Maryam is concerned, we find the following comments about him recorded in Hafiz Mizzi's Tehzeeb al-Kamal. Abu Zura says that he is Zaif al-Hadith. Abu Hatim, Imam Muslim, and Abu Bashar al-Dulabi and Dar Qutni say that he is Matruk al-Hadith. Imam Bukhari says that he is Munkar al-Hadith and Zahib al-Hadith at another place. Similarly, Imam Nasai says that he is Laysa bi-Siqa wa la Ma'moon. And at another place, his words are Laysa bi-Siqa wa la Yuktabu Hadithuhu. And Imam Hakim Abu Abdullah Nisapuri says that he is guilty of fabricating narratives which deal with the blessings of reading the Quran. And we are at present, of course, dealing and discussing about one such narrative. So he says that he is a person who actually fabricates narratives which relate to the blessings of reading the Quran. Similarly, Imam Ibn Hibban says, "Kana yukallibul asani," that he would just turn and change the chains of narration of various narratives. He would just mingle them, intermingle them. And at another place, he says that he has collected everything. Nu ibn Abi Maryam has collected everything except the truth. I've just confined myself to read out the important and essential comments. Otherwise, we have several others as well in this regard. As far as is concerned, Imam Zahabi in his Mizan al-I'tadal says that Yahya ibn Ma'in, although says that he is Saleh, but in another place the words are La Shay, and in another place he says he is Za'ifun Yuktabu Hadithuhu. Similarly, Imam Nasai has also regarded him to be weak by saying that Za'afahun An-Nasai. Imam Abu Hatim says that Za'ifun Yuktabu Hadithuhu. So, in the presence of this data, we can clearly see that this narrative, its inscription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is extremely weak, and it would be absolutely in the fitness of things to say that it is unfounded. Now, as I said earlier on, these are the two final surahs of the Quran. On these two surahs ends the Quran, and of course, with this ends the series of lectures as well, which has related to the blessings of reading the various Quranic surahs. And as you can see, that there is seldom any narrative in this whole corpus. In these 114 surahs, which you can find to be correctly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unfortunately, many of these narratives were concocted and fabricated at one point of time, and people thought that by fabricating such narratives in order to call people towards reading the Quran is a very blessed thing, and they would even go as far as to ascribe these narratives to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, falsely ascribe them, and they thought that this would bring force and strength into their argument. Whereas, of course, that this is something which cannot be tolerated at all. All these narratives, as I said, seldom there is any narrative which is correctly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and hence we need to be very, very careful about them. I have been repeatedly saying these in these short talks, that the right way and the correct way to reap the blessings of reading the Quran and reading Quranic surahs is to try to understand what the surah has to say to us. Unless we know what the surah has to say to us, unless we understand the surah, of course we cannot be able to act upon the teachings and practices of the surah. We have to be extremely sensitive in this regard. We are reading the Book of God. The Book of God has a message for us. And unless we decipher that message, of course we will be nowhere. So it is essential that we read the Quran with a good translation by understanding it, and this should be something that we should try to do every day. We should take out time, maybe 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and try to read the Quran with a good translation so that we are able to understand what the surah has to say to us. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.